What is the importance of using the scriptures in your teaching?
I've always relied on the scriptures. The best example of teaching and how to teach, the best model for teaching methods, and besides the subject matter, which is the gospel, is the Lord and His teaching. That's why I don't like to go to the pulpit or stand in front of a class without my scriptures in hand. I've got them in hand today so that you won't tie me up on something.
President, you've carried those scriptures around with you. Every time I've been with you, you've had those scriptures. You told us the story one time of how they were in the water, and that only helped them because you could turn to them faster. How do you use these scriptures in teaching?
Well, I was studying outside on the lawn, was called away and left my scriptures open on the little table, forgot them, as old men will do, and the sprinklers went on. I came out in the morning and thought, oh, my scriptures that I've marked up for 50 years are gone. I found out they just loosened the pages. I think if I had to get new scriptures, I'd put them out on the range before I started using them.
People always talk to us about the scriptures, and some of them, how difficult it is to get through them. How do you make them come alive in your teaching?
Stay at it. If you read the Book of Mormon, for instance, I remember when I determined I was going to read the Book of Mormon. I was in my teens. I opened it and read, I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parent. And I went on through the chapters, and I was learning things. It was interesting, and I could follow it until I got over the Isaiah chapters in the Old Testament prophet language. So, a few months later, I decided to read the Book of Mormon. I'd open, I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parent. But everywhere, every time I do that, I hit the barrier of those Isaiah chapters. And I wondered why they were in there. Finally decided I was even going to read them. So when I was a teenager, I just had to look at the words. Didn't understand it, but I could turn the pages and then go on through. When you get over in Alma, you'll sail on through. So you have to be determined to read them. And not just glean from them, but read them from beginning to end. The Book of Mormon, the New Testament, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price. And for years I made it a practice to read the scriptures each summer when we had a little time off to refresh the store that's there.